Hey, hey, Twisted listeners.
Hello, and happy summer to some of you.
Yes, I apologize to those of you who it is not yet summer. Now, we do know that, you know, what's the right word? Geographically, that's not it. We do know that, like, technically, it's not summer for anyone. But, you know, once you don't have school anymore, it's summer.
Well, and I put a post out last night saying, you know, if this is one of your, because we're not doing Sunday scaries for a little while, because hopefully people are not having Sunday scaries, but some people are not for 4 more weeks. Like, I've got people saying, dude, I said, yeah. I have one person.
But let's be fair. They didn't start until a month after us.
Yes.
And I say us, and I'm not even involved anymore. And I'm still bitter. Like, just like we're jealous of them when they don't go back until after Labor Day with kids.
This is true.
So it all comes out in the wash. And in a lot of those places, unless it's unseasonably warm, it's not really summer weather quite yet either.
Some people were so excited to leave. Like, my last day was Thursday, and then Friday I stayed the whole day because I was moving my office. And my David came up and helped me because that would have taken me forever. Beautiful office. Wonderful office. Because I had to move my stuff out because the new administrator's coming in.
Was moving in?
Well, she's not going to be until after June, but I'm not going to be in. So I wanted everything out, and I wanted my office almost all set up. And then
Oh, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so rude. I just wanted to say, have you ever been moving out? Like, you need to move out of a classroom, but somebody is already moving their crap into your classroom, and you're like, slow your roll.
Yes.
Slow your roll. I have been on both sides of that, though. I have been the person moving my stuff into a classroom. And I have been the person going, oh my God, slow down.
It is like the Game of Thrones with furniture. And like, so all the administrators, I've never been on this end of it with like admin, because everybody but one administrator is moving somewhere. So one person needs to get into another office, but one person's on maternity leave. And that's the office I'm moving into. So we're moving her stuff into another office. And then that person is waiting for someone else to move so they can move into. So it's like.
It is.
And because it's admin, they have to be there all year. So they're trying to set their shit up.
Here's my question. Why are administrators moving their offices? Is it like to be closer to the action? Like, because I know your classroom was like in a hallway where there's vending machines and
lunch
and stuff. So is it to be closer to the, to disperse themselves around the building?
That's exactly cool. Right. Yeah. Cause they want them in, cause there's like 4 quadrants up on the top floor and 4 quadrants on the lower floor. And I'm going to be more in there for teachers and for maybe doing small group interventions with students.
This is my new idea, right? Are you ready? I think it should be like the land claims, like in the 1780s, where everybody has a sticky note with their name on it and they have to start at the beginning of the school, the front of the school, and like race to the classroom they want willy nilly.
Just
no,
run.
No department worries. No. Are you by the same grade level? Just
doesn't
go
matter.
Get your classroom.
Just God, go run. So when we went to the school,
I mean, it
where
would be fun for me.
It would be fun to watch. We went to the school where you sent my resume to the principal, and I didn't know. They set me up in the nicest classroom. I had everything in there all packed up, and then they moved me out to a trailer and I had to repack my class.
They moved you to a learning cottage, Kimberly.
Good Lord.
That was the only school I've ever heard them called learning cottages. Usually they call them portables or trailers.
There were no forest sprites or gnomes or elves running around the learning cottage. There was no like singing animals.
Magic.
And no, there's nothing happened. I didn't have steps, and we didn't have, I was on the other side of the tracks because the other side of the cottages were all nice and everything was paved and the whatever. And I had like the redheaded stepchild's version of the cottage. I had the shack. I had to learn.
Raise your
shack.
Hand if you think Kim is still a little bit bitter.
It was a shack. It was a shanty.
You know,
I had a learning shanty.
We taught at that same school for a year, and I don't know if I could count on my hand the number of times we actually saw each other while at that school.
Mm-mm. No, we did not. Did we teach the same grade?
No.
Okay.
I taught fifth and you were teaching third.
Okay.
So that at least makes a little bit of sense. And I had...
Hey, thanks for that recommendation in the principal.
I had two awesome teammates, and then like I literally have never taught. I had two awesome teammates. There were like seven of us total. I have never taught with such bitchy people in my entire life.
How many years were you there? I was there one. I couldn't tell you.
No, I was there like three. Hold on, I can do the math. Kindergarten, first, second, third, four.
So, yeah, moving offices. I'm excited about next year, actually, which I haven't been. And I'm kind of excited about the summer, but
Are you doing something new next year?
I'm just gonna do. I'm gonna work with kids more, I think, and I'm gonna do more wellness for the teachers, like real wellness. Like I took your advice, and they are approving me to watch, like have a Seinfeld running or Friends running, and the teachers
Yay.
can come just hang out and watch. I have a panel right outside the office that I can roll in. And I was gonna do healthy snacks. So I'm like, no, if you want to come and eat some freaking chocolate and close the door and stare into the abyss, you're fine, because it's a place just for teachers. Kids aren't gonna be going because we. Yeah, so that's changed.
That's awesome.
This week is my only week where I'm not di having to be with my dad, and my stepdaughter comes Saturday. So I'm really gonna just study and do podcast work, and I don't know when I'm going to see my dad. He is being released from rehab on the 30th.
Back to your brother's house.
Okay, so that situation has devolved into a fiery pit of madness and hell, because now one of my brother who lives here hasn't contacted my dad. We sent him an email saying, we don't know if dad's going to make it. He's in the hospital. You might want to make your way up here. But because both brothers don't talk, we had to send an email. And I don't talk to my brother either because of the toxic nature of his world. And so my brother who lives here pretended like he didn't see the email, because of course he did. It was the same email we've been going back and forth on. The email saying dad might not make it. And he
Yes.
all he did was send a link to his graduation. Yes, he's 64. He graduated great. Then he sends a threatening email saying, if I don't hear from dad, I'm going to call the police and have a wellness check. Well, if he'd read the email, he would know where my dad was. Now he's in a facility in rehab. And the police did come to my other brother's, residence.
Oh my God.
I know. And he had to show all of the communication that my brother here.
Here's the email we sent saying that, oh my
So
goodness.
now there's a restraining order against my brother here, because he can't stay in his lane and just be a good son. I mean, like he's alienated
Oh,
himself from.
we.
Yeah, my dad, when he has a lucid moment, because he is completely not like the vocabulary in his speech and his articulation is completely different. But he remembers Jane, and he remembers my stepmother, and he remembers the third one, because which is my brother who lives here. So that madness. So I'm gonna go. I'm not staying in the funeral home. I'm staying in a cottage house, another cottage of a friend, one of his friends who's a doctor, and it's like a side house. So I can, when I go, I'll stay for about
Like a
2 weeks.
pool house kind of situation.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's outside of Dave, my brother's house, because they need their space. And my dad
How long are
has,
you going for?
I don't know. I'm thinking 2 weeks. I gotta find out, because I have to organize it with my stepdaughter. And then I'm going to Kansas for a professional development training in July.
Oh, for
Yeah.
what?
SIM.
I don't know what that
It's
is.
intervention. It's a,
Oh.
yeah, it's reading interventions, writing interventions. So
You're going to
anyway,
Kansas,
I
huh?
am going to Kansas, and that's it. I mean,
Please tell me you're taking red glittery shoes with you.
I would love to, I should do that. I should do that.
Are friends going?
People I work with, so it's a cohort of like six ladies. I think we're down to four or five, and we've been doing these trainings all over the county, and it's basically reading intervention, writing intervention. There's math. I haven't done the math. And I train teachers on how to teach it in the classroom, like sentence writing strategy or fundamentals of
Yeah.
theme. I mean, really
You really
solid.
liked it, I
I do.
remember.
It's scripted, which I don't like, but it is so freaking effective, and I I took these classes because I had the ninth grade class who wasn't on like a fifth grade reading level. I was like, how the fuck am I going to teach them Romeo and freaking Juliet? Like, so I embedded reading and writing strategies, and I have data where all their scores went up and their comprehension increased. And
oh, very cool.
It's not the most exciting, and they need to update it and shit, but it's really, really solid.
Is there a group of people that you'll be able to like hang out and have fun with, or
yes.
Is it like,
yes, absolutely.
That's good.
Very
good.
And we can also,
in case you answered, hell no, I will be hanging out and ordering DoorDash in my hotel room because I don't want to spend time with them.
No, they're lovely people. And I wouldn't do it but the thing is we can then be hired outside the county to go do professional development.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They pay a nice little price for these.
That kind of goes along with one of our next big like interview topics.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Cool. I think I'm excited about that now that I'm thinking about it. So that's awesome. My update. What are your updates?
I really don't have any updates because like life just continues on for me. Like there is no real difference other than, you know, like Drew is going to be out of school and home a limited amount of time because he's always gone doing teenage boy things. Mm-hmm. But like nothing really changes, but like I'm not upset about that. Like I'm not like, oh, I miss having summers, because I can feel the absence of the stress that the whole rest of the year causes.
Yes.
So like the exchange of like continuing on, and literally I have like they give us unlimited paid time off, so
wow,
if you just need a day you can just take a day. I mean, you still have to hit your numbers and stuff. Like, you still have to accomplish your job, but...
Well, I think it's more like a very steady heart rate if you're going to look at an EKG, but the teacher year is like all these kinds of... what is it called when you have an arrhythmia? It's like you're going and then it just spikes up and then it goes. You flatline for a little while, which is usually around, you know, March and October. And then now we're at a steady, like, even heart rate. That's why I've always imagined the teacher school year like that.
That is such a good comparison. Yeah. So I don't feel like that euphoric high of being out. I can remember getting to my car and driving away from school for the summer and being like, holy cow, like a load of bricks had just come off my shoulders.
Well, I don't know if people really understand the end of the year checklist madness that I know I've made videos about.
Yes.
And we've talked about this, like there is a lot of shit we got to, as a teacher, as a classroom teacher, you've got to get done before you can actually leave, and people have to check you off, and they're all over the school, and sometimes they leave early, sometimes they come in late, and you're just at the mercy of anybody who needs to check shit off, and it's just ridiculous.
I feel like it should be a requirement that if you're a person who is a checker offer, that you have to make yourself available until the very last minute.
I agree. But some people like to use that as well, I haven't had it here, but you know what I've experienced.
Yes. People go on legitimate power trips about getting to sign their initials on everybody's checklist. Some schools don't even have necessarily a checklist. I don't know.
My checklist was so easy. I think that was one of the biggest pluses of what I do is like, I didn't really have anything to check off. I've already moved all my stuff. I moved everything out of the office. So I was happy.
That's awesome.
And I did have a special ed checklist for all the IEPs and stuff. And I was like, I had a lot of that to do, but my friend did it most of it for me because I was gone a lot of the time.
We used to have to turn our RTI folders in like quarterly to be checked.
Nobody looks at this shit.
Well, that was our biggest complaint as fifth grade teachers is like we had to have these RTI folders that were perfect all throughout the year, right? And then they went to sixth grade and we asked like some sixth grade teachers and counselors and administrators like, so what do you do with these? And they were red. Like, could we be more stereotypical? Like, what do we do with these red? What do you guys do with these red RTI folders? And they're like, nothing.
No.
Like they don't even know they exist.
Education is like a just a swamp of unnecessary shit. Like if we could take out the shit that we have to do that nobody ever checks, that just goes into a basket or gets deleted, we would have a lot more time on our hands. But we do. I don't know any other job that has so much meaningless, stupid ass shit that we have to do and turn in and get checked off on.
Yeah, just busy work. Like
because the county says it because somebody told them they need to have it. It's so fucking stupid.
It is. The graphs that go in the RTI folders nobody ever looks at. That you have to spend like 17 hours blocking out the other kid's data. For Johnny's red folder, he has to have a graph comparing him to peers, right? But then I have to block out everybody's name who isn't. But then on Jimmy, who is in Johnny's group, I have to block out Johnny's name. Like, it's just, it doesn't, it sounds like so nitpicky to be like, I had to have, it's a lot, though.
It's not nitpicky because if it was information that was actually being used for, you know, enhancing instruction and really getting the kid where he or she needs to be, where meeting the kids where they are, then that's fine. But nobody looks at that shit. Or turning in your paper lesson plans. We used to have to turn them in. And I did 1 year give a blank disc when we could give discs.
And you gave a blank one. And I know you would have had the real disc. You gave the blank disc to see if anybody caught you giving in the blank.
And I figured I would just say it was an accident.
And nobody ever said a word.
Nobody ever said anything. But before that, we had to turn in the pay. And if you know, my lesson plans were just volumes of lesson plans. And I would literally, as a smart ass, just bring in these volumes and reams of lesson plans. And
then be like, haha, store this somewhere.
Yeah, they're somewhere. Or they're in a, you know, dump somewhere. But I turned in a blank disc and
nobody checked.
I did have lesson plans. They knew I had lesson plans. Now the lesson plans have to be turned in to avoid a lawsuit from a parent who doesn't like what you're teaching. You have a video of J-Lo and her DeLola
drink. Oh my god, and the big suitcase thing.
Okay, so there's a video, and you know, I was going to buy a bottle of the orange because I hear that that's the best. And I thought you and I could do a taste test, but I can't find it anywhere. It's not available to peons like me. So it's like $17. It's kind of overpriced. But so the video is J-Lo. She's on set. She just looks normal. She looks like she's got jeans on, no makeup. She's, well, I look like this because I'm on set. Like, you look like a normal human. Like, we don't need you in a jungle, like, dress on stage with the wind blowing. We know that you're a human. With a side boob, right. So she opens it and she's like, oh my gosh. And she goes through it all. And then she's like, they even have directions on how to pour the drink. She literally read, there's directions. It's a pre-made drink. It comes with, well, this box comes with the garnish. So she gets a glass. She goes, number one, put ice in the glass. Number two, pour the drink in the glass. Number three, put the garnish on the glass or in the glass. That's written. Somebody spent money writing out these directions for her stupid drink. I mean, is this for what is the? And I think there's pictures to go along, like an illustration of each step of the process.
I'm sorry, you don't deserve to drink alcohol if you don't know how to pour a drink. Everything in the world needs directions.
Because somebody did it wrong.
Somebody probably complained about her drink.
They don't know how to make it. Maybe they put the ice in after they poured the drink.
Why would you do that? What's her? What's the brand name?
DeLola, DeLola. For a self-professed sober person connected to her health and beauty, she doesn't drink. But now
she's an alcoholic husband.
Yes, who's in recovery.
Paloma Rose Bellaberry L'Orange. I have to enter my birthday. That makes sense.
But anybody can enter a birth date in there. That's just
well, stupid. It's true. It does. I mean, I don't know what the workaround is. They just have to say they asked for your birthday. Like, they can't make you scan in your license.
You might be able to get it where you are in Florida.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, I bet DeSantis has put a ban on alcoholic beverages.
It has been very rainy here the past week. There have been a ton of rainbows. And so I texted Brooke the other day and I said, oh my God, do you think DeSantis is really upset because of the number of rainbows that have happened in Florida this week?
Did he try to shoot them? Did he try to shoot them down?
I mean, I have no idea, but I thought it was funny. I was like, this is the only, so funny.
You will only hear us talk. I mean, we don't get political. You guys can probably figure out where we stand on stuff, but we don't want to be the podcast who's pissing everybody off. But we cannot help but talk about. And if we've offended you about DeSantis, we're not trying to. It's just, I don't know a teacher who. I don't know. The only people I know who are for him are non-teachers.
Yeah. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, which is like basically if you leave my, it takes like a mile and a half to leave my neighborhood. But if you leave my neighborhood, it's like across the big main road. It's 0.66 miles away. So I just kind of negated myself. They have it. It says I can get it there. So I'll have to taste test it.
So they have.
Oh God, I hate to buy a product of hers and support her because I dislike her.
Well.
But I feel like it's for the podcast.
I tried to watch her new movie that she has out. I just couldn't finish it.
I think I don't it's even, because we have a preconceived notion.
No, I actually liked, what's the movie where she was,
The Wedding Planner?
No. I actually really liked one of her movies, Enough, where she played a woman whose husband was abusive, and then she got out and she went, and she did, it's like a Rocky thing where she trained and everything and beat the shit out. I mean, that was a good movie. I would watch that J-Lo movie over and over again. I thought she did a great job in that, and she trained for it. Nothing like a Jennifer Garner beat your ass movie. There's no competition there, because Jennifer Garner with Alias, you can't, like, she is the quintessential, you know, badass. But the other thing is, I decided, so there's that lady on TikTok, the book talk lady that we talk about, that we,
yeah,
she's got long hair. So she came on one day and it was all beautiful pink, like gorgeous. I was like, how the. And so then she showed the product, which is like 20, 30 bucks to do it. You have to bleach first if you really want. So I did some yesterday. It's underneath and it came out really, really pretty. So I'm going to go today.
Did you bleach?
I bleached a little. Mm-hmm. It's a quick bleach on like the ends. It wasn't wide. It was just lighter so it could grab the, yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit anymore. I've never bleached my hair ever.
Wow.
Except I mean, for maybe in the 80s, I did. I think maybe we all bleached our hair.
But I use a color depositing shampoo sometimes that like your hair has to already be bleached. But like I could go shampoo my hair with like a rose gold or like or I could just paint it on certain spots or purple or blue or whatever color you wanted.
How long does it stay?
In a couple weeks. Like, it's not completely temporary. Like, you'd have to wash your hair a lot.
Now, what color did you do?
I've done purple. Like, I've had strips of purple in my hair. I don't have anything now. But I was thinking about, like, what I wanted to get. If I wanted to get something.
I have the purple and pink. And I'm going to go get a cap. And David, God help me, is going to help me later. So
a cap, what the fuck? You're going to highlight it? Like you're going to pull strands some, through?
Either I'll do that. That was the directions they said. Could get a cap with big holes in it.
I feel like this foil. Is like a 1982 method no, of.
I thought so too. But they explained.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll just get foils though. But I have to show them how to do the foils. And doing your own foils is hard.
Can you film it for like Brad Mondo?
What's Brad Mondo?
Oh my God. You don't watch Brad Mondo?
No.
Oh my God, he's a hair guy and you can watch his videos. He makes fun of people who like
do their own hair.
Uh-huh. Like he'll like sometimes they do a good job and he'll be like, "Ooh, I like their technique." And other times he's like, "Oh, girl, what are you doing?"
I would be glad to be made fun of.
You have to like Google Brad Mondo, cuz I fall down a rabbit hole of like David will be like, "You're coming to bed." Nope. And then later on, he'll be like, "How late did you stay up last night?" "Well, I was watching Brad Mondo."
Mm-hmm.
I fall down. Do you ever fall down rabbit holes of reading comments on like Facebook posts or Instagram posts or TikTok? And you're like, "Wow, I really even don't even have any skin in this game or an opinion, but I will sit there and read." I often will also have a thought about a video and then I go into the comments to see if somebody else was bitching.
Has the same thought because you want to be validated. So I put a video out because Dave and I have had this ongoing thing about the hangers in our closet. And I will say that I'm probably one of the only people in my niche not talking about fucking Target, right? Because I don't want to talk about Target. I don't want to be that person. So I thought I'd put a smart ass video out because of the hanger situation. Because I borrow David's hangers, then then he goes through my closet to get the hangers, and then I have no hangers, and he somehow I have no hangers. He takes my hangers, I take his. So I did a funny video about it, whatever.
Okay.
And one person wrote, "Get a problem." But the thing is, I have plenty of problems. I thought it was a funny video.
It is a funny video.
I've had people give me some very detailed systems about their hangers. It is.
Oh.
So one person said, get different color hangers. One person said, why the hell is he rifling through your closet? And I said, because when I take his hangers, then I know where my hanger is, because I take whatever it is off the hanger and it's right next to something that I click in, like a blazer or a red shirt or whatever. Then I know where that hanger is. So then I go back and I can hang it up if I didn't get it dirty. But he doesn't think that's a legit system. But anyway, people are just being like, someone's like, you need to get real hangers. Those plastic ones remind me of college. I'm like, okay, don't comment. That's the thing. Don't fucking comment.
Yeah.
If you have to be a keyboard coward and just only get your shit out.
Yeah. No. Stop it. All right. Stop.
Well, this was just our pissy snippet. This is another
pissy snippet. All right, my friends, have a great day and stay
twisted.